We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about Craigslist.
Yay.
This is what we want you to do. We want you to call and tell us the weirdest things you've been bought. We call it Craigslist craziness.
Yeah.
Whether you... I don't know what you've done. I am afraid to do stuff on Craigslist. I don't.
Because you're married or you have a family or just.
No, oh, not. I didn't. You're right, Steve.
That's a shady.
They've shut down a lot of my other sites that I used to use. No. Just because I don't.
They took away the connect.
The missed connections and all. No, the missed connections are there. It's just like.
But the other stuff.
Casual encounters.
There we go.
They're not on there anymore.
Because they took them away, so you just haven't been back in a while.
No, it's rough for me to get anything done now. No, I'm talking about like if you tried to sell a car, or buy a car, or buy drugs, or I bought a rowing machine on there.
That was the one with the water in it too, wasn't it? Off of Craigslist. You said that, but getting it from the other party was a little janky.
No, it's just always weird because you're going into somebody's house. And they have something that costs a lot of money, and you're like, I bought Legos off of Craigslist.
Yes.
And you're if they don't want to meet in a Walmart parking lot, you're completely helpless and on their turf. So like, I remember walking in to buy the Legos, and they're like, I open the door and I'm like, hey, can I see the Legos? And they're like, they're back here. And I was like, how far back there? And so you take like two more steps in the house, and like, we're just gonna bolt this up for a minute. We don't want nobody else coming in, do we now? I'm like, I don't know. Do we not? I'm just looking for Legos. I just want some Legos.
Precious Legos.
Yeah. And then I bought like a box of Legos.
Oh, that's the one that you immediately threw it in their dishwasher to get them clean?
Not their dishwasher.
You knew they had no.
Right. You're right, Steve. I was like, hey, well, I'm here. Do you mind if I borrow a dishwasher to make sure it's clean? Because you guys don't look very clean. No, I brought them home.
And you threw them in there. But see, it worked out good. You could have died, but you got your high-end Lego.
So we want the stories that didn't turn out that way. Where, like, okay, here's a man. He has a home in Maine. He went on vacation, and somebody put up a Craigslist ad saying, everything must go.
Not these again. They're still doing these scams.
He's a 71-year-old man. He came back from vacation to find his property utterly destroyed, completely trashed. They looted about 10 grand worth of possessions, including his tools, generators.
Jeez.
His shed doors were ripped off and taken. Who comes and takes a shed door?
Shed door.
I have this exact shed, but one of the doors is janky.
Score.
This is awesome. The looting was set off by a gimmick Craigslist ad that ran for 3 days.
Oh, man.
And it's kind of hard to prove who put it up.
Oh, so this guy's insurance, hopefully.
It's hard to say, man.
Because we've had those stories before. A family will leave for the weekend and someone does this, they come back.
Here's the thing. Our own half of our two-headed producer monster, Erin, she said she didn't like a girl in high school, so she put up a Craigslist ad saying, here's my phone number, send me the naughtiest pics you got.
No, because they do that.
Yes.
Oh,
and her phone blew up for days and days with nothing but.
So then you got to just get a new, change.
Yeah. Oh, man. You got to go into the witness protection program and scrub your eyeballs because.
That's correct.
What all did I just say? That's what.
That's sad.
So that's what we want. We want you to tell us, like, what did you get? Did you get involved in something janky on Craigslist? Have you ever bought anything?
I haven't. You think I would, because I was a big eBay guy.
You are an eBay. Yeah, it's different on Craigslist, though.
It's way different. And they have, like, the Pirates of the Caribbean Queen Anne's Revenge Lego set, 100% with box, for only $290.
That's what, yeah, no.
Is that good?
I see.
Oh, so, but I have to go over to the janky.
Yeah, you're going over to their house. You're like, hi, you like the Pirates of the Caribbean, too? Okay, I'll show it to you, but we've got to watch the movie first.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll say that. By the way, I want you to put on this little bustier. I'll be Jack Sparrow. Oh, you're like, I just want the Legos. I'm just here for the...
I'm afraid.
I just want that. So another person said they bought a Keurig.
Oh, the coffee machine?
Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, I look for almost everything on Craigslist.
What? You start with Craigslist?
Like, if you want something for your house... Like,
go to Craigslist.
Here's something I want. This sounds really stupid, and it's going to sound arrogant. I just spit it out, Slacker. Why are you doing all the preamble? I want an outdoor pool table. I don't have any room in my house.
Hey, slow down. First it was you had a pin mom, and then you wanted a...
I want an outdoor pool. They and make now it's outdoor a pool. Pool tables.
What's the, so it gets rained on, it's okay?
Like the felt is made out of something that, yeah, it's like, so you can have it outside.
So your first thought isn't Amazon or a billiards store.
No, my, that is my first thought. So I go there, and they're like a kajillion dollars.
Okay.
But every once in a while, one will show up on Craigslist, and you're like, $300, we got to move. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to try to do it. And then when they give you shady directions, like, no, no, are you bringing cash? I'm like, nope, nope,
oh,
nope,
they,
nope.
Oh, man, I don't like this.
Yeah, it gets weird. And you're like, no, I'm not doing that.
How do you, you have to bring pay in cash. How else are you going to?
Well, you could do something. Like, I always say I don't have any money with me, but I want to look at it the first time.
Yes.
And then I'll come back. Okay. But I always do have the cash with me. Oh. I don't like it, dude. I don't like going in other people's houses and you're like, weird. But yeah, so I want an outdoor pool. If you got one, put that up on Craigslist, you'll lure me over.
So you go to Craigslist and look for, and there's.
And it's just way cheaper because it's somebody who's like, I need to get rid of this and I need somebody local to come pick it up. You put it on eBay, you can't ship a pool table.
That's true.
I've bought weight equipment on there and like my rowing machine, like I said. Anyway, this person was like, Keurigs are expensive, so they bought one on Craigslist. Few days into using it, there was little coffee grounds in there.
Oh no.
And they're like, oh, there's something wrong with it or whatever.
What?
So they popped it open and there was a giant nest of cockroaches.
No.
Inside the Keurig.
What?
And those chunks of things
No.
were not coffee grounds.
What the? This was a crazy. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's not warranty. You can't get your money back.
Yeah, it's not like you can call, like, hey, Keurig. So it's a long story. I bought this from a dude. At a Walmart in Thornton. Do you honor any?
No.
They're like, no?
Are you still there? Hello? Hello?
So,
are you still?
The last one, and we want your calls too, but like the last one is somebody bought, and I almost did this for football tickets before too. They bought football tickets, and it was some game. I think it was like the Bills Jets. It was some game up in the Northeast.
Okay. Yo, you got it right.
I had to stop for a second. I was like,
mental geography map.
Yeah. Anyway, the snowstorm of the century was there, so they moved the game.
That's right.
This person had bought tickets from this person on Craigslist. When they moved the game, they're like, okay, sorry, we'll just refund all the ticket holders. So they refunded the ticket holder on his credit card, but I've already paid him,
yeah,
so he got
right.
the money for the tickets, and they're like, they kept contacting him, he was like, hey, can we get our...
No, I don't know nothing.
What are you talking about?
I don't got it.
I sold you what I could sell you.
Oh, that is awesome.
So they got scammed on Craigslist.
I will go on Craigslist to be one of those, being that...
Yeah, no, I know, I can see
yeah.
that.
Yeah, how do I finagle?
Where's the closest Walmart to you?
It's, I can throw a rock at it, really.
That's perfect.
Okay, no, I'm not meeting, no.
That you don't want to meet him at your house.
I don't want, that's still too close to my neighborhood.
Okay, then, oh, you're going to come up to my Walmart?
I feel much better because those people.
You're right.
Your type
There's
of people.
Much more Craigslist transactions
yeah,
happening
yes.
at the Brighton Walmart than the Saddle Rock one.
Thank you. Nicely
right.
done.
If you've had some Craigslist craziness, we want to hear your story. Crystal?
Yay.
Creepy Craigslist creer. What do you got?
Well, I guess I can say I was the creeper.
Okay.
Because I posted pictures of a woman that had been flirting with my boyfriend, and suddenly I found these pictures in his email.
Oh.
And so I kind of had just had enough. And I'd already talked to her and told her, please stop. She lived in Utah, for goodness sakes. And so when I found the pictures, I was just steaming. So then looked over our phone list and they're talking. And so I decided to write a proper post about her interest in men in her area. So I thought I would just say that she liked gentlemen that already had a wife or girlfriend and that her interests, which were Whorecraft. My favorite game.
Whorecraft. Nice.
Whorecraft.
Well played.
and just also she did some, you know, pole dancing kind of things. So I listed that with her number. And so, we, yeah.
It's still your man's fault. I mean, he's flirty. She's,
right.
I mean, she's not innocent, but you don't have to take her out.
But she'd already been asked. Very nicely and then not nicely. And so at that point, you're sending pictures. Like, it's not like just flirting.
That's
you
true.
You posed in cute little thong. That's past the line.
Okay. Wow. All right, well, you win. That's what Craigslist used to be for. Alexandra.
Yes.
Craigslist craziness.
Yes. Hi.
What happened?
Hi. So I went onto Craigslist looking for a roommate against everybody's better judgment and advisement, and ended up with a boyfriend.
Okay, whoa.
That's usually how it happens on Craigslist.
Yeah, Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't need the misconnections or anything. That's just the best way to do it.
He just moved in first, and you're like, I might as well just start sleeping with you. You're high-quality Craigslist stock here.
Well, actually, it was me that went over to his house, so that's why everybody was advising me not to do it. I had taken a picture of his license plate and, you know, let everybody know where I was going to be, and moved in the next week, and 4 months later, the rest is history. We've been dating about 2 years now.
Yeah, for sure. Don't tell your grandkids this story.
Why is it not? Yeah.
I don't know. It's just... Yeah.
Little.
Nana, how'd you meet Dad, Grandpa? Hey, yeah, a weird CD ad on Craigslist. But I had a picture of his license plate. So I was safe, little Johnny. Oh, my God. Thank you for the call. Molly?
Yes.
Craigslist.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi. So my phone number was posted on a Craigslist ad for being a drug dealer.
Oh. Yay! You started a business.
I was having a conversation about weird Craigslist encounters with my friends 2 weeks prior. And so I'm assuming it was somebody in that group, but I was...
They thought it'd be funny.
Calls. Yeah, thought it would be hilarious. I was getting calls about people wanting crank at like 2:30 in the morning on a Tuesday.
If that's when you need crank.
Right? You know, Mondays are hard. And I ended up waking up to like 10 to 20 missed calls a night for 2 weeks.
Jeez.
Not cool.
I now work for the Ochoa cartel. But
I'm a big deal. Pablo's a buddy of mine. Wow.
That's so...
Thank you for the call, Molly.
Damn, Craigslist.
You know that I have your phone number.
Okay, don't even. That's my biggest... Don't. No.
Clay?
Yes, sir.
Craigslist craziness. What do you got?
About 4 years ago, I was buying some Halloween props, and there was a gentleman who had a coffin, a real coffin, and we went over there to pick it up, and he had a bunch of other stuff, and when we were going through it, we found a hand that looked a little weird, and to find out it was an actual real human hand.
What?
The guy's, like, grandfather owned, like, a mortuary or something like that, and we had to call the police. All of our Halloween prop stuff that we got from him was taken away, but, it was a real human hand, and...
How much you want extra for that? Hey.
Yeah, don't buy your coffins on Craigslist. Pro tip. Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.